Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. We're celebrating 20 years of ACE membership. As an original founding member of our Brain Trust, John Fox, ladies and gentlemen, joined me 20 years ago this month, and boy, it hasn't been the same since. We couldn't do without him. And John Fox, happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you, thank you. As I said before, it's really been great fun for me.
Well, we appreciate you and your leadership and your service and your the hard work. The positions you've taken have been brave and intellectually honest, folks. That's the thing about John and I. We have different ideas about some things, but one thing about John is we need more people like him, more intellectually honest people. Folks, John, I think you agree with me that we've lost that part of what's beautiful about America is the intellectual honesty, the respect for people who we disagree with. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. The idea of civil discourse, that you can disagree and respect the person with whom you disagree.
Yep. And we've got to get that back. We've got to find a way to end the weaponization of politics, John.
Yeah, the idea that the people who disagree with you are somehow bad people.
Yeah.
You make that moral judgment. And you may disagree with their moral ideas, but the assumption that yours are the truth and the others are flawed has led to this sense that only our own ideas are worth listening to.
Yep.
So we end up surrounding ourselves with people watching only television stations that support our views.
And we wind up not seeking the truth.
Yeah, facts are, you know, less and less.
That's exactly right. So we're talking about the tax reform landscape, ladies and gentlemen. John's one of the best at helping us with this. In his previous segment, we talked about itemizing, ending the itemization of all charitable giving for at least from a one-sided standpoint, but he made the proposal to let everyone deduct up to a certain over a certain amount, not just the people who itemize, which I think is a great idea. What's another one of your ideas, John?
Well, in a very different area, I worry a lot. You know, I spent my professional career representing small businesses in Washington, D.C., and then here after we moved. And one of the real disadvantages of small businesses in competing with publicly held corporations is that they can't offer stock options to their employees. So they can't attract some people that might otherwise come to them because the stock options that publicly held corporations can offer are so appealing, and I think they're extremely unfair. I wanted to talk a little bit about it, because stock options are simply another form of compensation, and yet if you work for a publicly held corporation, they can offer you the option to buy their stock, and that option, at the current market price, you can sit around and hold it and hold it and hold it for years and watch the market go up, and you're not taxed on that. Whereas if you're just in the stock market, you have to buy the stock in order to have it go up. And then if it's a qualified stock option, or it's called an incentive stock option, when you buy the stock at its low price and it's now appreciated a lot, you're not taxed on the gain.
Of course, when you have a private company, there's no aftermarket for the stock. So that makes it hard, though.
Yeah, you can't. In other words, you need a public market, so that you need a fair market value, and there are simply 99% of small businesses don't trade on any exchange.
That's right.
There is. So then the advantage is that not only if you have one of these qualified stock options, is that you've held it until you think it's good to exercise your option because the stock has gone way up. You buy the stock at the lower price, the original option price, and you're not taxed on that. And if you hold it for over a year, you can sell it at long-term capital gains.
Right.
And this is nothing more than converting what would have been ordinary compensation into capital gains. That's an unfair advantage of publicly held corporations.
Mm-hmm. What would you do? Would you eliminate that for publicly traded companies?
Absolutely. Yeah. Just eliminate. There's no reason. If employee would like to own the stock of a corporation, make that employee do the same thing that anybody else who wants to own the stock of the corporation. You buy it, you know,
right.
And you shouldn't give this is a huge disadvantage, a competitive disadvantage for many small businesses that could attract some really top flight person who says, no, I can get these stock options. I can make a fortune by through the publicly owned corporation.
Well, let me add something to that, that I'm upset about the new law. That's not actually a very akin to what you're talking about. Corporate America got a huge discount down to 20% tax on their income. Small businesses only got a 20% deduction.
Yeah.
And that's not as much as corporate America gets. So that means corporate America has more cash after taxes than America does, and the small businesses do, and from which that they can take that cash and poach the best people from small businesses. And I think in a year you're going to read a report as big a problem as we have today with finding qualified people. Within 1 year, you're going to read an article or something. You'll see some kind of research that shows that corporate America went after small businesses, key people, because they had more cash to pay and small businesses couldn't compete because they didn't get the same deduction.
You know, Jim, you put together that. It's a wonderful, you know, sort of A to Z how it works. And corporate America has, of course, we know the stock market has done wonderfully. And those of us who've had investments in the stock market, are very happy with it. But
right.
If you look at the figures, corporate America has not passed on very much to the ordinary workers of America.
2008 was a real bitter event. For a lot of us, especially small businesses. Quick break, right back with John Fox. JohnOFox.com is the website. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.